here at the launch party for Brighton and Hove Grown with Sam Chittenden, who we spoke to not that long ago, actually, but back here with a new show. Tell us about it,
yeah.
Sam.
So it's Metamorphosis. So it's a new take on Franz Kafka's novella, The Metamorphosis, but it's a story told from Greta Samsa's perspective. So Greta is the sister of Gregor Samsa, who in Metamorphosis changes into some strange kind of insect.
Now, where did that idea come from? Because there's been a lot of versions of Metamorphosis, but this sounds like a version that hasn't been done before.
Yeah, I don't know. Where do these ideas come from?
Sometimes people see plays. I mean, I've seen plays and actually been more interested in not the main character,
yeah,
and wondered if you could see it from that point of view.
Yeah,
we've seen stuff in Edinburgh like Shakespeare's Women and Shakespeare from a perspective of a smaller character, and that's worked very well in a lot of cases.
Absolutely. So I saw the Berkoff version of Metamorphosis years and years ago, and you know, it's a very creepy, bizarre story. But I don't know, just sort of recently starting to think about how we retell stories from female perspectives. So that was one of the things I did in Underworlds, was to find a different way into it. And it is such a bizarre story, and Kafka's story is such a bizarre story as well. So it started off as wanting to try and tell this story from Greta's point of view, but actually Kafka kept creeping in, you know. So Kafka died of tuberculosis. He had a terrible relationship with his father, and all of his stories are kind of metaphorical stories about his family.
Mm. Yeah. So what have you done with the original script and story?
So I haven't used the original script. I've used some of the script comes from quotes from Kafka himself and quotes about Kafka from people who knew him. So they're kind of smattered in there. And some of the storytelling style of Kafka, which is kind of very kind of factual, is the way Greta speaks about what's going on. So she talks a little bit like Kafka speaks in the story. But in terms of the narrative, it's very different because it becomes much more about how Greta changes, how she changes from being a girl into a woman, which is that's the backstory in Kafka's version. Mm. That change is happening all along, but we've kind of reversed it. So that's the key story about what happens to Greta, and in the background, her brother's changing into a weird creature.
Mm. And did you script it, or did it get devised?
So I did script it, but we've done some devising along the way. So working with Heather Rose Andrews, who's a fantastic physical performer, so we're bringing a lot of kind of physical change into the way that it's done. But we've done a to and fro process. So I've gone away and written stuff, and then we played with it. And yeah.
And so there are obviously people that will have seen or read Metamorphosis in its original form and come to see this.
Yeah.
What about people that have never encountered it before? Do they get something very different and something where they don't need to have seen the original?
Yeah. So we've thought about this. I don't think you need to have seen it, and we did a little preview of this. As part of a night of my shows a few months ago. So we've done a sort of 10-minute version of it, and there were people in that audience who knew Metamorphosis. So if you know the script, you'll get some of the references. But I really don't think that it matters if you don't, because fundamentally it's a story about a young girl who changes into a woman and has a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, but there's also somebody that turns into a horrible creature in the original. So where does that sort of fit with this?
Well, that's a metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's kind of alluded to. She talks about the change. We don't see him. That's kind of too difficult to do for a one-woman show.
Yeah. And in terms of the style of this, then, you know, how have you styled it?
I've styled it. So it's a one-woman show. It's a dramatic monologue. She's performing all of the other voices. So we meet the mother and the father, we see Gregor a little bit, the lodgers.
But
so she performs all of those.
Yeah, there's always been a thing in the horror genre, that the best horrors put the horror over there.
Yes.
And it's about the story people, and sometimes there might be a bit of blood that you see, but you don't actually see gore at all.
Yeah.
You've kind of put the horror over there in this, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's in the corner, he's in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just take us into, you know, the one-woman show rehearsal room.
Oh, well, we play on the table. Greta thinks about how she changes. What are we doing in the rehearsal room? It's quite dense text-wise, so we're having some interesting challenges around how all that kind of how the words go in, but don't get in the way. So we did a lot of improvisation around the movement, actually. So we had one rehearsal where we put some music on. Heather danced the entire show, which was great. And then bringing some of those physical things back into the main performance.
Yeah. Final question, what's your invitation for people to come and see this, you know, in an early part of its hopefully much longer run?
Yeah, well, so this is kind of one-off, and then it'll be on for a week in the Fringe. So this is a sort of a trial. So come and see something a bit weird. Come and see a story that you might have heard of, but from a very new perspective. Come and give some feedback on what works and what maybe doesn't, so that we can fine-tune it for the main show. Kind of be curious.
Sam Chittenden, thanks very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.